And now we're ready for the second half of play. Pretty cool to see under the lights those gold domes for Holy Cross shining in the lights. Pretty bright over there. Of course, the gold domes, white jerseys, navy numbers, gold solid pants, navy socks for the Knights. Panthers in their home blue jerseys, yellow numerals outlined in white, yellow sleeves, white pants with a yellow stripe down the side, blue socks for the Panthers, who are going to receive the football first in the second half. Going from left to right, Kalen Webster led the way with 9 carries for 47 yards in the first half. He's back deep to receive with Toby Treesh. I expect Toby to maybe get a handoff or two.
He's had his name called several times, I think, in the first half, especially on defense. He had a couple of solid returns for the Panthers defensively. Had a really good play that one time when he shot through into the backfield and got him a tackle for about a 5-yard loss. He was one we talked about before the game that has the potential to definitely be a difference maker on this team.
So Heron has it teed up for the Knights. They'll be kicking off from right to left from the home side. Still a nice crowd on hand here at Panther Stadium. The left-footed kick is high end over end. Tortrice will field it on the run at the 24-yard line. Charges ahead. Now trying to bounce to the outside. Cuts it back toward the middle and is brought down at the 38, maybe 39-yard line. Toby Treesh, a pretty decent return there before being tackled by number 6. That's Andy Gomez for the Knights. Kelby Cox brings the offense back out there. Chael Knowles a tackle. Wes Eskew is a guard. Chance Horton the center. Tristan Lopez a guard. And Griffin Weirden a tackle. That's the offensive line up front, who has a huge challenge of blocking this giant defensive line for the Holy Cross Knights. Under center, Kelby Cox comes out. Wing T look. Jacob Mangold goes in motion, but it's a give up the middle to Webster. Webster shakes loose into the second level. Now makes a cut back toward the inside across midfield. Brought down at the 49-yard line of the Knights. Nice run of 12 yards for Webster. He's up to 59 on the game now. And that's a first down for the Panther offense.
Good start for the Panthers, and Webster, similar to that first drive we saw in the first half where he broke off a 16-yard run to start the game. Just need to have a few more following that one in this half.
Two receivers to the far side, ball on the near side hash. Flores and Webster in the backfield. Cox under center. Ball at the Knight 49. Here's a give to Flores up the middle. He'll lower his shoulder. Nice job by the offensive line to push forward against the Knights. Big 57, Chance Horton, and 55, Tristan Lopez. Push Stephen Flores for a gain of 4 yards down to the 45. That was some impressive work by the O-line.
Yeah, right there so far in this, just the first two plays of the drive, definitely some adjustments probably at halftime, but so far just in two plays, looking good coming out.
Two receivers split to the far side again. Two running backs in the backfield. Kelby Cox under center. Ball on the near side hash at the 45. Got the defense to jump. Flores going to run in a free play. Stiff arm, and he's drugged down inside the 40 at the 39. So it might decline this and just have the first down by Stephen Flores, who shot up excited. He's ready to go. Stephen, a senior on this football team, ready to start making some plays for this offense. It's a declined penalty. First down to the 38-yard line.
Well, so far, a good start to the half. Two first downs, kind of playing Blanco football, pounding it out on the ground.
And two receivers will split out to the far side again. Jacob Mangold in the slot, Peyton Van Dyke on the outside. Ball in the near side hash, Kelby Cox under center. Webster and Flores in the backfield. The turn, it's a give to Webster, I think. Yeah, Webster did have the ball there. Number 57 didn't look like he knew who had the ball. Rene Medina pushed Webster to the ground and then started chasing Kelby Cox, but Webster had the football, so he made the tackle. 1 yard loss on the play for Kelby, and it'll be second and 11. Another one of our Sun Radio Sports Network teammates, Gonzalez, is up 21-6 right now. They're looking to go to 2-0. As Kelby Cox, the same formation for the offense, brings the team to the line. Under center, going with a hard count here. Now he'll give to Kalen Webster. Grabbed from behind. Kalen continuing to fight forward, and now the journey is over at the 35-yard line. will set up second down and or third down, excuse me, and 6 or 7 for the offense. But Kalen's such a strong runner for the Panthers.
Yeah, and that's a lot of effort because he didn't get just a whole lot on that one, but fought for every yard that he did get, up to 62 yards now in the game on 12 carries. So definitely starting to see a little pickup here.
After 64 last week for Kalen, so and he's a guy who's used to, he averaged 8 yards a carry last year, so earning his yards a little harder this year. Cox under center on this 3rd and 7 play, going to roll to his left. Gets a block from Webster to set the edge, and now nice job by 21. Jeremy Herrera to shake off the block from the Panthers and get a sack on Kelby all the way back to the 44-yard line. Going to be a loss of 9 for the Panthers. Griffin Weirden going to have to come off because he lost his helmet on the play. And now a 4th down and very long upcoming for the offense, and I think the Panthers are going to have to punt it.
You know, and to look on the bright side here, this, Sam, you know, the Panthers still started good. They had a good drive. You know, obviously we stall here and we have a suffer a couple of setbacks on some of these plays, but Panthers at least have a chance now to pin the Knights a little deeper in their own territory and try to avoid giving them field position at midfield like they saw so many times in the first half.
Here's a low snap. Cox handles it. High, good punt, angled toward the sideline. Darren Graham fields it, though. Will Horrigan wraps up Graham, and he's able to shake loose at the 20. Now he'll reverse field. Graham coming back toward the sideline, and a nice job, Chael Kanaal, to drag him down. That's a big tackle for Chael there at the 24-yard line. A long run for 5 yards for Darren Graham. 8:05 to go in the third quarter. Holy Cross will have their first offensive possession of the ball game, leading 35-6. Going right to left, it's the quarterback, Vincent Compion, who leads them out here. Empty set in the backfield, 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side with the tight end. Maybe they're missing somebody out there, it looks like. And now motion. And here's a little shovel pass up to the motioning E.J. Perez. He's knocked down at the 30-yard line for a gain of 4 yards on the play. Bring up 2nd and 6. And was it just me, or were they missing a skill guy back
there? It sure looked like they were. And, again, kind of like they started earlier in the first half in the first quarter, kind of had a little confusion not only on the field but on the sideline, and maybe the wrong guy in there or not even in there at all for him.
7:30 to go in the third quarter. Shotgun now, pistol look for Compion with the running back, number 5, Robert Adame, behind him. Here goes a motioning H-back in Coleman. Here's the give to Adame up the middle, getting a lead block from big number 11, Jay Nava. He'll pick up the first down up to the 37-yard line, a pickup of 7 on the play. Nice run, good power play. They like to run that counter. They motion Coleman to the right, then bring him back to lead block to the left for Adame, and that play's worked a few times tonight.
It has, and that time there especially, I mean, that was even right on Plattenberger's side, and you could just see the Knights line just push Blanco back, and he did a good job staying behind his blocks and basically just following the line for that whole 7 yards.
Going right to left, ball in the center of the field, 1st and 10. Here's Adame on another give here, and Nava just plowing through Panther defenders to lead the way. Jacob Mangold, a shoestring tackle at the 46-yard line, and that's a pickup of 9 yards for Adame on 1st down. 2nd and 1 upcoming for the Knights.
Again, a little different look. You know, they started the game with a few runs. The Panthers were able to stop it, but right now they're keeping it on the ground and eating up big chunks.
Ball on the near side hash. 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Adame on the right side of the quarterback will take the snap here. Give up the middle, and a nice hit. Toby Treesh lays the wood to Adame there, but not before he picks up the 1st down to the 49-yard line. Pick up a 3 and a new set of downs for the Knights. Toby Treesh not afraid to stick his hat in there and lay a hit. 2 receivers to the far side, 2 to the near side. Nava doesn't look like he should be in a slot ever. 6'2", 250 out here. The snap goes to Compi, and he's going to look to throw toward the right side and let that one sail a little bit. That is a long throw from the near side hash to the far side number, 10 yards downfield. That is a very long throw on the out route, but he had Steven Gutierrez open, and Gutierrez just couldn't haul in that high pass there. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, probably the first time tonight we've seen him really be off target when he had a receiver open. But like you said, all the way across the field with that throw.
Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Running back there is Adame. Compion going to drop straight back, looking to throw. Eskew getting a pass rush on him. Stiff arm from Compion. Now he's going to throw toward the sideline and just threw it out of bounds. Had Gutierrez with a step, but Wes Eskew was bearing in on Compion there, and he'll get a quarterback hurry for that one. And now it's third down and 10.
In a good spot for the Panther defense here to force a third and long. So many times in the first half, we were looking at third and 5, third and 3, third and 4. Definitely situations that are manageable for this Knights team. Now the Panthers know they're going to air it out. Maybe we can stay back and force something.
Compion looking to throw, sets up a screen to the right, and Adame's got a wall of blockers. And as the football across the first down stick, Kelby Cox will bring him down at the 30-yard line. Penalty flag comes flying in late. And we will see what the call is, but the flag came in the area of block in the back, and it is a block in the back against the Knights. Depending on the spot, we'll see if they still pick up the first down. That screenplay was set up really well. Adame caught it with three huge blockers in front of him and a lot of space to work with. Brandon Phipps going to get a chance to check in for Cameron Martinez here to play some defensive tackle. The referee deciding where they're going to step the penalty off from. And the ball being held by the line judge. Blocking the back against the offense, the ref calls. And they will set it down at the 44. So now, instead of a third and 10 from the spot, it is a third down and 3 yards for this night offense. Adame in the pistol. Compion, the quarterback, with Adame behind him. They're in a pistol set. Two H-backs, one on either side of the tackles. Coleman goes in motion from left to right. Here's the give to Adame, and he didn't get it. Nice tackle by Eskew, helped out by Tristan Lopez after a gain of just one to the 43. And that's going to bring up a fourth down and 2 for this Knights offense.
Yeah, and they're not even blinking. No way they're going to think about punting the ball. So, again, Blanco knows what's coming. If we can just get that stop, especially here at midfield, be a great starting spot for a drive.
And the Panther defense has to start play recognition when Coleman goes in motion. They're running it back to the side he motioned from pretty much every time. Here's a pistol for the Knights. Compion in the gun. Adame behind him to his right to Jay Nava as the fullback. Two receivers to the far side. Here's the get up the middle to Adame. And, a second effort got him past the sticks as Eskew and Jed Hood had him wrapped up at the 41, and then he pushed forward and then reached the ball out to the 39 for a first down. Picked up 4 when he needed 2, and the Knights will have a fresh set of downs.
Yeah, just a good power play. Got, what they needed, plus about 3 more to get the first down and keep the drive going.
4.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Two H-backs in the ballgame. Now Nava will put his hand down and be a true tight end here. A receiver to the near side and far side. Pistol look for the Knights. Compion with Adame behind him. He'll give to Adame here. Up the middle, he charges. Tackle made by Justin Wardlow at the 34-yard line. Pick up a 5 for the Knights. Bring up 2nd and 5. Just straightforward running there for Holy Cross.
Yeah, and Adame now is up to 92 yards on 16 carries, starting to eat up the yardage here in the second half, and all of these have just been pretty much just straightforward. Put your head down, go north and south, and get what you can get, and follow behind that big line that they got right now.
2nd and 5, ball in the middle of the field. Nava goes to the far side as an H-back. Two receivers split out to that side. Coleman going to come to this near side. Shotgun set here. Compion and Adame in the backfield. Compion looking to drop straight back and throw. Will find Coleman on the near side. And, he nearly shook free of Jacob Mangold, but Jed Hood comes in there to help bring him down. And they wrestled the big target that is Nazario Coleman, 6'2", 215. And they brought him down at the 26-yard line, first down Knights.
Yeah, and he's definitely one of their top receivers. I think they got several on this team that have been really, really good today. But, again, big target, good hands, and tough to bring down.
Looking over to the sideline, Holy Cross waiting for the call. 3 minutes to go in the third. And Coleman is an H-back. Nava a fullback, and Adame in the backfield behind Compion in the pistol. He'll give to Adame off the right tackle. Burst through a hole and into the second level. Robert Adame with his third rushing score of the night. And Holy Cross leads it 41-6 now. 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Nice play design there. Great lead blocking. Man, as a running back, I would love nothing more than to follow Jay Nava through a hole. 6 foot, 250. And there was nothing the Panther defender could do when he is barreling at you.
No, and with that run there, he goes over 100 yards for the night, sitting at 118 to go along with the three scores.
And the point after try is no good. Wide right again from Sebastian Espinoza. So maybe if there is a weakness to this Holy Cross team, I think they're just 3 for 5 on point after tries. No, 2 for 4 now on PAT tries. So the one downfall of this pretty solid Holy Cross night team. 2:49 to go in the third, 41-6. Kelby Cox going to get another chance to lead this offense down the field as the Panthers try to put some more points on the board. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley, Kyle, and San Antonio. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you from Panther Stadium. A gorgeous night for some football. Here's the kickoff by Herrera. It's a low end over end kick, and it's on the ground loose, and the Knights come up with the football. As that one was a low line drive that got to that second level, took a bad bounce away from Jed Hood and Toby Treesh, and a sprinting number 24 for the Knights. Joseph Rivera dives on it in Panther territory at the 35-yard line. Big, big play by the special teams of the Knights, and I think that's kind of what they've been trying to do all night, but it finally worked there.
Yeah, and I don't know that it was really even that big of a surprise if you watch him kick it. I mean, he was kind of aiming that direction, and they just dropped it right there between the first and second line, and Blanco just wasn't aggressive enough going to the ball, and they were flying down the field and just made a good play on getting the recovery and holding on to it.
So back to the field comes the Holy Cross offense from the near side hash at the 35. Compion in a shotgun, two receivers to the near side, two to the far. He's going to drop straight back and look to throw. Slings one out to Coleman on the outside. Oh, and Coleman takes a big hit from the Panther defense there. Pops back up. Some of these kids impressing me with their toughness. And he held on to that football, got a gain of 7 yards to the 28-yard line, 2nd and 3 upcoming.
Yeah, he just got bent over on his back, and you could tell it hurt. But, again, just pops up and gets off the field, catch a breather. Coach is checking on him right now. But I'd say it's safe to say we'll probably see him back in here in a couple plays.
Nava going in motion as the H-back. Here's the snap to Compion, a give to Adame. Nice play by the outside defensive end on the far side, Will Horrigan there, along with Sebastian Thomas to bring down Adame after a gain of just 1 to the 27, going to set up a 3rd and short.
Yeah, and again, just the 3rd and short, really just 3rd and less than 5 most of the time tonight when they had a 3rd down situation, with the exception of a couple of times. But just doing an excellent job of creating situations that they can be successful in right now. But Blanco, again, needs a big stop, kind of like they had on the one drive in the first half.
Yeah, in a desperate situation for a big stop now. Here's a pistol look for the Knights. Give up the middle to Adame, and nice job, Wes Eskew and Jet Hood. Those are the two Panther defenders you do not want to try to run into, and Adame did there, and they blew him backwards after a gain of just 1. It's 4th down and 1 for the Knights.
Good play by the Panther defense and the backers to force a 4th down, and again, a chance to get the ball back and prevent the Knights from getting to the end zone.
That was an old-school Blanco Panther linebacker-type hit right there that those two just delivered. So that's another one that they'll look at on the film and see that that's a moment right there in this ball game. Adame gets the fourth and one carry, and he burst into the second level. Robert Adame from 26 yards out is going to score down the right sideline, and that is his third touchdown of the night on a fourth down play. Three of his four touchdowns have come on fourth down for Adame, and the Panthers are going to look at the film and just shake their head at that stat, because those are just backbreakers. They're heartbreakers for a young football team like the Panthers.
I know, and they had guys there. They had people in position, but, again, those big linemen get on them, and it's just hard to have the strength and momentum to bring down a runner that's as powerful as he is on the night.
So a new point after, a new place kicker here going to try it. It is number 58, Gabriel Haran, who does the kickoffs for the Knights. Good snap, good hold with the left foot. Haran pushed it wide right. So once again, the Knights, we know what they're going to spend all weekend practice on as they miss their third point after try of the night. 45 seconds to go in the third. It's 47, Holy Cross, 6, Panthers. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season. And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you, as it's Justin Wardlow and Toby Treisch back deep to receive the kick from Heron. 45 seconds to go in the third. 47-6 lead for Holy Cross. The lefty kicker, high end-over-end kick that Treisch is going to handle the 21-yard line. Charges forward across the 30. Now 35, cuts it up the field and is brought down at the 38-yard line. So Toby Treisch saw a little crease and brought it up for a gain of 17 yards on that kickoff return. And I see Cade Phelps and Jed Hood running out there, Stephen Flores as well, Zach Rogers and Kelby Cox. Those are your skill guys for the Panthers. Aaron Daniels standing there at tight end. Aaron going to be feeling pretty good after this. He's caught his first football tonight as a varsity player, the freshman making plays.
And again, getting a lot of experience tonight, being in on all the offensive plays.
Zach Rogers to the near side. Wing T look for the Panthers. Wing back Cade Phelps is off the far side edge. Kelby Cox under center. Stephen Flores goes in motion, takes the handoff, and is met. Big hit there delivered by number 22, Jaime Ramirez, back at the 35-yard line. And that's going to bring up second and 14. Just too much penetration from the Knights on that play.
Yeah, Phelps had the block on the edge over there, and I think just got a little caught off guard with the speed that he was having to get in front of, and he just was able to get a hand on him and couldn't stop him from getting in the backfield.
That might be the last play of the third quarter. It doesn't look like Kelby Cox is bringing the team to the line with a sense of urgency here, and it will be the last play of the third. As we head to the fourth quarter, it's all Knights right now. Panther second team unit, though, going to get a chance to make an impression for the coaches here in the fourth quarter. 47-6, the Panthers down as we go to the fourth quarter. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.